Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Bill Miller at the Redeemer Evangelical Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York, and I am your pastor of the day. I'm looking at some of the miracles in the Bible that Jesus did to see if there might be some lessons there for us to learn as well. God loves us so much, and He is so powerful. He can do miracles today. And when He does, we need to be on the lookout. Let's see if there's some lessons here we can learn. I want to look at what I call a humility-revealing miracle. From Luke chapter 7, it goes like this. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. And I tell this one, go, and he goes. And that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. Turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found so great a faith even in Israel." Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. This Roman centurion understood authority. A Roman centurion would have been like a mid-level army person, maybe a higher level. And he had soldiers that he commanded, and he himself was commanded. And this is what he says to Jesus. "I understand authority," he says to Jesus. "I'm not worthy for you to come to my house or even for me to come to you. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed." He understood Jesus' power, and he honored that. He is a model for us in all these regards and in humility. What lesson can be learned here? Let Jesus be Jesus and you be you. Humility and faith. Here's another one that's humility related. I call this a humility rewarding miracle. From Matthew 15, it says, "The woman came and knelt before him. 'Lord, help me,' she said." He replies, "It's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted," and her daughter was healed from that very hour. You might say, well, that's kind of a mean thing. It's not good to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. But I think Jesus was really testing her faith, her humility. And when she responded like that, he knew that he had found faith and healed the daughter. The lesson here might be, always be humble before God. Always be humble before God. Finally, I call this a boldness rewarding miracle from Mark chapter 5. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. This story is about a woman who was bleeding and had been bleeding for many, many years and spent all her money on doctors who couldn't help her. In these olden times, a woman who was bleeding like this was considered unclean. Walking through the streets, she would have to say, "Unclean, unclean," so nobody would touch her. She risked everything to follow Jesus, to come to Jesus, to break through the crowds, even in her condition, to touch his cloak. And Jesus did not rebuke her. He commended her faith. What lesson is there here for us? Folks, I think we need to be bold in our faith. Break through to Jesus no matter what. Come to Jesus no matter what. Be bold in your faith. Friends, this has been your pastor of the day, Pastor Bill Miller from Redeemer Evangelical Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York. It's been a pleasure. You can reach us at a church, myredeemer.com, or send an email to me personally at pastorbill@myredeemer.com. God bless you. Have a great day.